One thing you will never have to worry about with this program is taking out insurance for not being entertained, for not being informed, and not enjoying yourself. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. A very busy hour coming up here on the program. We will start things off with the most dangerous cars ever made. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was more than just a movie from the late 1960s. Turned out to be a whole bunch of cars that ended up on American roadways. Did you ever own one of these cars? Well, we'll find out. Here's a hint. The Ford Pinto. Do you remember that lovely little contraption? You didn't want to get hit in the rear end in that thing. And then we will have another edition of Parent Tip with Susie Cerrone. Susie is in studio this week, and we'll talk about technology and kids and when is enough enough. And we will find out that Susie's daughter has lost her phone 10 times. 5 years. 10 phones. That's two phones a year, folks. Oh, that's mighty expensive. Then another edition of Sports in Focus with Adam Wolski. He'll be talking about the NFL playoffs and the officiating. What do you think about the officiating this year? Especially if you're a Detroit Lions fan and maybe a Dallas Cowboys fan. Adam will have some ideas on how the problem can be fixed. After that, the 10 biggest consumer tech trends of the future. The things that Silicon Valley thinks that you want. Do you really want these things? Has tech run amok? Well, we'll find out. Me, give me back my rotary phone and my 12-inch Magnavox black and white TV. We start things off this hour with a pretty interesting story that Ted David had turned me on to earlier this week. It concerns a lawyer. It's the best lawyer story of the year, decade, and maybe of all time. It takes place in Charlotte, North Carolina. Here we go. A lawyer purchased a box of very rare and expensive cigars, then insured them against, among other things, fire. Within a month, having smoked his entire stockpile of these great cigars and without yet having made even his first premium payment on the policy, the lawyer filed a claim against the insurance company. In his claim, the lawyer stated the cigars were lost in a series of small fires. The insurance company refused to pay, citing the obvious reason that the man had consumed the cigars in the normal fashion. The lawyer sued and won. Delivering the ruling, the judge agreed with the insurance company that the claim was frivolous. The judge stated, nevertheless, that the lawyer held a policy from the company which it had warranted that the cigars were insurable and also guaranteed that it would insure them against fire, without defining what is considered to be an unacceptable fire, and was obliged to pay the claim. Rather than endure lengthy and costly appeal processes, the insurance company accepted the ruling and paid $15,000 to the lawyer for his loss of the cigars lost in the fires. Now for the best part. After the lawyer cashed the check, the insurance company had him arrested on 24 counts of, get this, arson. With his own insurance claim and testimony from the previous case being used against him, the lawyer was convicted of intentionally burning his insured property and was sentenced to 24 months in the pokey and a $24,000 fine. This is a true story and was the first place winner in a recent criminal lawyers award contest. Can you believe that? First of all, it goes to show you, lawyers, they know how to play the system, especially when they think it's going to help themselves. But kudos to the insurance company, because as soon as he cashed that check, they came looking for him and they got him. 24 counts of arson. The insurance company's lawyers was one step ahead of our cigar-smoking lawyers. Makes you have such faith in the legal system, does it not, folks? Oh my goodness. Perry Mason, where are you when we need you most? Stay with us. The most dangerous cars ever made just down the road. Watch out, one may be headed right for you. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend!
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. When it comes to your money, it pays to think like an entrepreneur in four ways.
First, bootstrap. Make the most of the resources you have.
Second, retain earnings. Save money so you can pre-fund major purchases.
Third, create value when you borrow. Most people borrow for things that go down in value, so they lose money two ways, the item purchased along with the interest to pay back the loan.
You'll get ahead when you only borrow for things that go up in value.
Fourth, if cash is king, reserve borrowing capability is queen. Protect and preserve both your credit rating and your credit capacity.
Then you'll have the ability to fund your big opportunity when you see it. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Lately, we're hearing a new, more lame excuse for why the price of pump gas is fast to rise and slow to fall. As if. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Local and state taxes combined with how far your station is from the refinery has a lot to do with how expensive the gas is that you buy. Regardless of location, is the dollar amount paid for gasoline much faster to rise than fall? You ready for a good laugh? They say because Americans buy less gas as the price falls. Don't know about you, but we're burning all the $2 a gallon gas we can get our filthy hands on, regardless of how fast or slow the price is falling. Oh, and keep it coming.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.